Friday, Yahias.
Sonny, I understand you have kudos for a Congolese basketball great.
Yahias, here's a Sonny Saida sports salute to the Congolese giant Dikembe Mutombo, who will receive basketball's biggest individual honor, induction into the Sports Hall of Fame, later Friday evening in the northeastern U.S. city of Springfield, Massachusetts. Let's listen in now to some of Dikembe's Hall of Fame achievements by this announcer in Springfield.
He had an outstanding collegiate career at Georgetown University, where he was a two-time Big East Player of the Year. This eight-time NBA All-Star was one of the premier shot blockers of his or any NBA era, winning the NBA Defensive Player of the Year award a record four times. His work off the court is also stellar, especially in his native Congo, where he opened a hospital which has treated more than 140,000 patients. A true global humanitarian, he's been elected as a player by the North American Committee, Dikembe Mutombo.
Applause for Dikembe Mutombo at the Basketball Hall of Fame. Mutombo says he hopes his induction will help grow the game in Africa and inspire more African children to take up the sport. Dikembe announced his retirement in 2009 after 18 seasons in the National Basketball Association. However, last month, the 49-year-old Mutombo played in the NBA's first-ever game in Africa, an exhibition contest between Team Africa and Team World in Johannesburg, South Africa. Dikembe says it was a great experience to get on the court at Ellis Park.
First, I couldn't believe that one day the game of basketball will be playing in the continent of Africa, especially NBA. I didn't know when, because I waited for this when I was playing. It didn't happen. But when this chance came in, that the NBA will play its first game in the continent of Africa, I told myself, I want to be part of that. Not just on the side, but on the court. Even for 1 minute, and I said, if they had to drag me in a wheelchair, I would go in and go, at least go break the sweat. And I did that. I'm very happy. It was good for me. It was good for Akeem Olajuwon. It was good for the continent. And we felt that we did have an obligation to take part of that. And we're so happy that we participated.
That's the Congolese giant Dikembe Mutombo, who is being officially inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame Friday evening.
Hi, I'm Segun Adeyemi, coming to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Weekends are for sports. Nightline Africa Sports, that is. And every Sunday, I'll give you highlights of the top sports stories of the past week and the weekend. Nightline Africa Sports from the Voice of America. Let the games begin.
We got the game on.
Game on, VOA sports fans. In pro boxing, unbeaten American star Floyd Mayweather puts his perfect 48-0 record on the line Saturday night when he fights Andre Berto in a welterweight title bout in Las Vegas, Nevada. The money man Mayweather is all business ahead of the fight.
You got fighters that may be faster than me. You got fighters that may hit harder than me. You got fighters that's very athletic, but you don't have no fighter that can make adjustments like me. You don't have fighters that can be on my level mentally. It's never personal for me. It's always business.
Critics say Andre Berto has no business being in the ring with Floyd Mayweather. The 32-year-old Berto, a former WBC and IBF welterweight champion, responds.
When it comes to the critics, they're not in that gym busting their ass and knowing the feeling of being a fighter. They don't know it. They don't know the miles we run. They don't know the punishment that we take in the gym. They don't know the sacrifices that we have to make to become a world champion or just to be able to come on the stage or to be able to make that long ring walk to that ring. It's a small, selective few that can do that. And just the fact that I can, of course, you know, hear, you know, whispers of negativity when it comes from people that they couldn't dare to do what we do. So anybody that steps in the ring, I have to respect. But at the end of the day, when it comes to Saturday night, when it comes to fight time, I'm coming for my respect.
Andre Berto looking for respect Saturday night against Floyd Mayweather. I asked our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moueta, about ticket sales for Mayweather Berto.
Sonny, the ticket sales have not been that great. The arena has not sold out. The arena holds 17,000 people. They've sold so far 14,000. So we are left with close to 3,000 tickets not sold. Maybe by fight night, this remaining 3,000 will go. But, you know, a Floyd Mayweather fight where you can still find ticket, it says a lot about the way the public feel about this fight.
What about the pay-per-view sales, Namdi? Does that indicate how the public feels about this fight?
Yes, the pay-per-view sales have been really slow. It's only $75 for high definition, and the numbers are not great. So we come back next week and look at the numbers after the fight, but people are saying, well, you're not going to get 2 million, you're not going to get 1.5. I'm looking at more like 700,000, which is still banking for Money Man.
The Money Man, Floyd Mayweather, annually is at the top of the various lists, Namdi, as the richest athlete in the sports world. How much will he make for this Berto fight?
Sonny, for Andre Berto fight Saturday night, Money Mayweather will go home with $38 million. That's crazy paper there, bro. That's what's on the table.
That's guaranteed.
That's guaranteed, yeah. That does not mean that after all is said and done, he can still pick up another extra fight for $10 million. So he's still banking. Regardless how you hate him or you don't like him, he's still making money.
Will this fight fulfill his contract with Showtime, Namdi?
This is the last fight with Showtime, but that does not mean that he will not come back and do one more fight with Showtime. Showtime is open to one more fight with Floyd Mayweather.
Namdi, should Floyd Mayweather beat Andre Berto on Saturday night, that would improve his record to 49 victories without a defeat, tying Rocky Marciano's record, the late great heavyweight. What's your feeling, Namdi? Do you think Floyd will retire after this fight against Berto?
Sonny, this man has been fighting for 19 years. He now is looking at his legacy. It's about self-preservation, Sonny. He's made so much money. He wants to live with his faculties intact on his own terms with money in his pocket, Sonny. He's been doing this for 19 years, and he's ready to walk away. I mean, he wants to be able to count his money, you know. What's the deal with the 50, you know? He can still come back and say, okay, I want to break that record. There's a brand new arena at MGM Grand. I want to open it. And everybody will say, okay, fight Manny Pacquiao, which is still possible. But for 19 years, he's been doing it, and he's made so much money that he doesn't need to go up and go running or go to the gym anymore.
He's made a lot of money through boxing. He also has his own boxing promotional company, Namdi. What else do you think he might do when he finally does hang up his gloves?
Sonny, after Saturday night, Floyd Mayweather will be going Hollywood. He has 3 movie offers, and he's going to start acting. And you'll see him on the big screen, and that will generate more money. So forget about him going running at 4 a.m. in the morning, broken hands and broken ribs. No, he wants to go Hollywood, and he goes Hollywood, is coming to our backyard to do his thing, and people will watch because they want to see him.
Thanks, Namdi. That's our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Mueta, speaking with us once again from Los Angeles, California. Now let's go to Congo Brazzaville for an All-Africa Games update. In a couple of men's basketball results from Friday, Nigeria beat Mali 76-59, and Mozambique edged Ivory Coast 64-62. Our VOA basketball fans will remember Nigeria won its first African title last month in Tunisia to qualify for next year's Olympic men's basketball tournament in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. In All Africa Games women's volleyball results Friday, Egypt defeated the Seychelles 3-0, and Botswana beat Ghana 3-0. Algeria is the defending All-Africa Games champion in women's volleyball. Meanwhile, Egypt and South Africa are at the top of the All-Africa Games medals table with results still coming in on Friday. The Egyptians have an unofficial count of 112 medals, 42 gold, 33 silver, and 37 bronze. South Africa is in second place with 77 medals, 31 gold, 28 silver, and 18 bronze. The Egyptians and the South Africans have dominated the All-Africa Games medals table in recent years. And this 2015 competition, the 50th anniversary of the first All-Africa Games, which also were held in Congo Brazzaville, appears no different. Egypt and South Africa at the top of the medals table. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the sunny side of sports. Have a good weekend, everybody.